Well, hello there. It is July the 13th, 2021. It is 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm talking to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontarrible in Toronto, Ontarrible, Canada. I do this show Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I come to you to discuss my blog, fakeologist.com/blog. That's where I make notes of everything that I'm researching for the day. Some days are busier than others. Some days are more interesting than others. And I don't really want to play this video on savechat.fakeologist.com, but I will, just to show how creepy Ontarrible has become. These are our politicians. They're supposed to represent us. And you thought by implication that they were shameless, big harma shills. Listen to this.
Have you signed up yet for your vaccine shot?
Come on, Ontario. Sign up now to get your vaccine shot.
Come on, Ontario. Let's have a two-dose summer.
It's time to get your second shot. Book now.
Come on, Ontario. Sign up to get your vaccine shot now.
Come on, Ontario. Let's have a two-dose summer.
Have you gotten your second shot yet?
It's time to get your second shot. Book now.
Come on, Ontario. Let's have a two-dose summer.
Please make an appointment to be vaccinated as soon as possible.
Come on, Ontario. Let's have a two-dose summer.
This is the best way to protect yourself and others.
It's very important for all of us to get both of our shots as quickly as possible so we can get our lives back to normal.
For more information to get your vaccine shot, visit covid-19.ontario.ca/book-vaccine/.
These idiots don't even get good audio, and they create a website that nobody can remember. Just marketing idiots, honestly. And this is on Canuck. What's her name? Sorry. Canuck Law. This is on her channel. She does fantastic work. I want to puke some comments. Well, I know they weren't talking to me. My name isn't Ontario. That's funny. Mason Soy Boy, gang colors, turquoise, blue, orange, duality, black, white. Checkerboard, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. There you go. Creepy, yuck, race to the bottom. He does a lot of podcasts with Canuck Law. I recommend those guys. They're more Canadians, and I do like those guys. I haven't even finished listening to their podcast yet. But, yeah, so that is on SaveChat. SaveChat.fakeologist.com. That's where I just put things that I am interested in, and I link to them. Without having to make much of a post. It's like a Twitter. Now here's another one from Canuck Law.
Look at this.
Oh, this is Australia.
My sister's arrested for shopping for food with no mask. And there's people walking around with no mask. Look at this. Just because my sister's not wearing a mask. Look at this.
No, I'm just saying it's not a part of the law to wear a mask.
Look at this. Just for not wearing a mask. This is stupid. Look at this police over here not wearing a mask. I will record all of this. I don't care. Look. No mask. Look, there's more coppers coming.
Look at this.
Look at this. Stop! What the hell? Wow.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Look at this. Look at this.
Look at this. Look
at this.
One thing about the COVIDian cult, if you don't... They don't actually invite membership. They force membership into their cult. These guys are ridiculous, honestly.
Look at this. look at this. My brother on the phone for nothing.
Isn't that a wonderful thing they're bringing us into? Just nothing but chaos, and I just find it disgusting, honestly. These people should be ashamed of themselves. It's bad. It's really bad. What do we want to do here? What's this? Rebel demonetized off YouTube tries to hit piece me. Here we go, Chris Sky. Comments on the video say it all. It's obvious Rebel has a new boss. I expose. Wow. Let's see. This is interesting. Chris Guy storms out of the interview with David Rez. Okay, what do we got here? Yeah, I don't know what's happening with Chris Guy. Is he wearing out his welcome in the alternative media? What's happening? Let's take a look here.
We have always given you a platform. When we see allegations made, I'm giving you, in all fairness, time to respond to those allegations.
And I did. And you keep trying to push the narrative that I'm a denier and trying to push everything.
Quote, 6 million Jews were murdered is the biggest lie created in the history.
That is.
Why would you say that?
Because 6 million people did not die in the Holocaust. If 6 million.
How many did then?
We have no idea of knowing.
Front page news back in May. Let me ask you point blank. Did you ever say that? Did you ever say that you wanted to kill any politician?
No. You're literally feeding every narrative that they're using to attack me right now, and you're playing into it. So, David, I think I'm going to cut this. This, and I don't think I'm going to be talking to Rebel News anymore.
Okay, seriously?
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, you know.
Bro, if you were trying to give me a chance to refute it, you wouldn't have kept going into all the ways that I was wrong. You think I'm stupid? Like, you're treating me like I'm a f- idiot, David. Well, and I actually had respect for you until today. Now I don't. How did I say it?
Wow. This is 30 minutes. I don't want to make my whole show about this.
It's been a frantic few months for anti-lockdown crusader Chris Sky, a man who is either beloved or hated, depending on who you talk to. In any event, there is so much to unpack when it comes to Chris's recent cross-Canada speaking trip. So without further ado, let's get a much-needed update. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm fantastic, absolutely.
Well, you're looking very healthy. So glad to see you. Now, I think, like I said, there's so much to unpack here. Why don't we begin with the last time I saw you, namely last week, Dominion Day in Ottawa on the lawns of the Supreme Court. There was a kerfuffle that I was unaware of at the time because I was interviewing Maxime Bernier, the leader of the People's Party of Canada, and literally in the background I see in the footage that we captured some scuffling happening. As I understand it, you were supposed to speak at this event, but others had other ideas. What happened that day?
Well, their narrative is that I was never invited to speak at the event. I just showed up with my big ego and decided to crash their event and take the speaking spots away from the poor nurses and other people who had speaking spots. And I was this big bad villain, and they're just trying to save everybody from me and try to save the movement from me because I'm going to destroy the whole anti-lockdown movement.
Now, when you say
reality,
when you say they, just
they
to be clear,
is Randy.
Well, one thing for sure about Chris Sky, some people call him a grifter, an opportunist. He's the only one that is trying to stay on message with regards to the what's going on. This is not just a health narrative. This is really an extreme takeover, communitarianism takeover of Canada. There's no doubt about that. So. And here we go. I'll just check our own chats here. You definitely can't talk about that. From Stupid. And don't be a dog's body, said sadly. I think Rebel News is controlled opposition. Yeah, maybe. They just show their true colors. Yeah, I think in a free speech society, you have to be able to tolerate every speech, including what you call hate speech. I really don't like the whole idea of a separate category of hate speech. I think you either have free speech or you don't. So you have to be able to accept the most abhorrent things being said. unless it's calling for conducting or inciting a criminal act, I think you have to be able to put up with everything you abhor hearing. I really do. And the problem is with hate speech, it is a super slippery slope, and we know Canada is sliding down that with Bill C-36, I believe it is, where they have such incredibly loose definitions of what hate speech is and turning people in and getting rewards. It's not good. So therefore, you have to err on the side of allowing stuff you really hate. And I'm still a follower of Kevin J. Johnson, who just got out of jail yesterday. He had to plead guilty. The only way he figured he could get out before the election in October, because they were told that the trial wouldn't be till Christmas. So this is the problem with our justice system. They can twist the system to their advantage because they've got the guns. So he pled guilty to, I'm not sure which of the many spurious charges he pled guilty to that they slapped on him, but that's the only way he could get out. I don't know if he's out on bail. I don't really know what the situation is, but a lot of people don't like Kevin J. Johnson's message. He is sort of an ornery little, he's not even a harasser. He knows, he's like Chris Skye. He knows what the laws are. He knows what bylaws are. He knows what corporate policy is. He knows his rights, and people don't like that. He knows how to talk to people. He knows how to convince people and influence people. And he has a good following. He has a pretty big YouTube/social media/whatever you want to call it, talk show, which I do listen to the next day. And, but he has enough enemies. Now, of course, he has the establishment against him for sure. And they use all the dirty tricks to turn people against him, because sometimes people like Chris Skye and Kevin, they might fall for some of the psyops. And those are the events that are staged events where they put ideas into the people's minds and make them think that this group or that group is doing this against them, and they fall for it. So they do parrot the official narrative that the elites want discredited. I know that's a difficult concept for people to understand, but for instance, when they do some of the psyops where a Muslim guy does this, but then a white supremacist guy does this to the Muslims. So they follow that narrative, even though we all know at fakeologists, most of these are staged events, but it's just to exploit people's weaknesses where they don't trust people that worship differently than them or look differently than them, to them. But we know they're fake. But we know that the elite are trying to promote those divisions because they know they work, and they know people do think like that in general. So they just make big events to exploit those narratives. And then when you say, okay, well, I'm against Muslims because they're committing all the crimes, then they can call you a racist, which, of course, we're all in the human race, so I don't accept the word racist, but you could be called an ethnicist, I suppose. But so they fall for those traps. They fall for all those traps, and then they can be discredited. So that's my only caveat. You see, I don't fall for most of those traps because I know most of these are staged events. But for me, I'm not going to go down those roads. Just like I don't think that the Jews rule the world. I know some, they might have overrepresentation in positions of power, but I know that's on purpose. And that's a age-old British trick where they put people that are persecuted or minorities in positions of power because they know you can't touch them. Those are all dirty tricks that the elite use to keep us at each other's throats, whether at the top or the bottom. So now that Now that Chris Skye is sort of breaking away from the politicians, now he's breaking away from the official controlled opposition news, which is Rebel News. And by the way, Rebel News, they did not talk they did not cover the Kevin J. Johnson story at all. Now now Kevin himself said that he had some differences with David Menzies and Ezra Levant, who run Rebel News, or Ezra runs it, and David's obviously one of the lead reporters. So there was some history there. But still, even if it's someone you don't like I said, if it's a story and it's a real story, you should have to cover it. Or you should cover it, because just because you have disparate views or you are actively going against these corporate policies under the Public Health Act, which is just no different from the Municipal Act where they issue parking tickets, the only difference is they have this public's sympathy because most of the public thinks that there's a deadly virus going around. It doesn't mean you can lock some guy in jail for 7 weeks over a parking ticket. That's insane. They should have covered that. They should have been there. So they are being super petty because of past differences, or they are controlled and they don't want a real person with a real voice to get any attention at all. And as we always say, the opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. So if you can just ignore someone, well, that's worse. And in this case, you shouldn't be ignoring Kevin J. Johnson, even if you don't like the guy, if you don't like his style, because he's right. And he's absolutely, completely a political prisoner. Now he's out with, I don't know what the terms are. He might describe them tonight, so I highly recommend watching his show. That's on at 9 p.m. But he should explain exactly what's going on. So I'm going to watch the rest of that Chris Sky thing later, because Rebel News does have good stories. They do cover some of the stories that the mainstream media definitely do not cover. But they just go as gatekeepers only so far. So I don't know if this rift between now Chris Sky and Rebel News is engineered. I don't know, because I still have some faith that there's at least one person that's genuine. Even though he has his flaws, we all have our flaws, I still think Chris Sky is genuine. So therefore, maybe this rift is engineered, but I'm not sure. All right, so here's FakoTube. By the way, FakoTube is my own video platform. It gets 2 or 3 times the views as my blog. So sometimes I'll even put audios on FakoTube because I know people don't go to the blog. I'm not that good at putting links to a video. So for instance, this video here is a 1983 throwback to Dr. Fraudsey, who's been in the virus covering for pesticide, chemical poisoning industry for his entire life, it seems. And here's a young Dr. Fraudsey about the AIDS hoax. And he definitely was the lead spokesman. I don't know if he's the architect. That's probably giving him too much credit. But he's the lead spokesman for the AIDS hoax. And yes, the AIDS event was a hoax. They created a monolith, a marketing term called AIDS, to basically put 10 or 20 symptomatic illnesses under one umbrella and then say it was caused by one virus called HIV, which was never proven, never isolated, because no virus, I believe, has ever been isolated, because viruses are not contagious. They don't spread. They're created by our bodies to disassemble and eliminate waste, which of course is the definition of toxemia. But I'll play a little bit of this video on FakoTube, and you can hear this clown yapping in a younger version, basically saying the same thing he does today.
Early on, as you know, the disease was felt to be limited to the male homosexual community, and then the IV drug users, and then we began to see that groups like Haitians, hemophiliacs, the implications of possible transmission via blood transfusions. When you have a situation that we're seeing here with this recent article by Alesky, in which children, household contacts of either individuals with AIDS or individuals at high risk for AIDS, have indeed, at least a significant number of them, have what looks like a syndrome that's identical to AIDS syndrome, that tells you that it's quite possible that just intimate contact outside of the sexual contact blood transmission route is a possible mechanism whereby this disease can be transmitted. If that's the case, then indeed the implications for the spread to even other groups besides infants and children become something that needs to be reckoned with. So I think it is going to have a major impact on our thinking about what the real...
Same old word salad from the Fratzi. He's basically the same old thing. Same old thing, and that's why he's actually so much better today, because he's got it down pat. He's got the scam down pat, because it's the same old playbook. That's why if you look at my blog, fakeologist.com/blog, I call COVID-19 COVAIDS. It's AIDS 2.0. It's been done before. And if you want to know how you really get sick, click fake11.com/ill, and it will bring you this book that I highly recommend you read, What Really Makes You Ill, Why Everything You Knew About Disease Is Wrong. And actually, I have a link to diseases and what causes them from, I don't know if you guys have looked, whale.to. Fantastic site, whale.to. And here we go talking about toxemia. The only ways you can get sick or express illness are from injury, malnutrition, or toxemia. The word toxemia carries its own meaning, namely toxin in the blood. Gould's Medical Dictionary defines the word thus: blood poisoning, a condition in which the blood contains poisonous products produced by the body. And of course, one way you can get toxemia is if it's injected right into your blood. They are the effects. There we go. The so-called diseases are merely symptoms, complexes of a constitutional toxemic state. They are the effects of toxin, the waste product of metabolism retained in the blood, causing a crisis, so-called disease, forcing auto-elimination. That man is here to disease, that there are several hundred diseases created especially by an all-wise and loving God just to punish him from the cradle to the grave is an absurd superstition, a sort of modern mythology, and a legitimate offspring of the ancient mythologies. The science of medicine is a disjointed, illogical conglomeration of isolated facts and fancies, without a semblance of philosophical unity. Even the only hypothesis that has had any apparent logical connectivity, the germ theory, has no more philosophical connection with health and disease than a brick thrown through a window has to do with the construction of the building. Germs have no physiological connection with the causation of disease and cannot be considered as more than an incident in disease. There is no disease per se. What is called disease is impaired health and is brought on from retention of waste products in the blood. These waste products are called toxins and in normal and limited amounts are natural and give a needed stimulation. But like all stimulants, when an excessive amount is retained in the system, they create overstimulation, resulting in enervation or toxemia. Every so-called disease is a crisis of toxemia, which means that toxin is accumulated in the blood above the toleration point, and the crisis, the so-called disease, call it a cold, flu, pneumonia, headache, is a vicarious elimination. Nature is endeavoring to rid the body of toxin. In a few words, without toxemia, there can be no disease. The waste product of metabolism is toxic, and the only reason why we are not poisoned by it is because it is removed from the organism as fast as it's produced. The toxin is retained in the blood only when there is a checking of elimination. What is the cause of the checking? When we have normal nerve energy, organic functioning is normal. Enervation causes a checking of elimination. The cause of so-called disease is found. Enervation checks elimination of the waste product of metabolism. Retention of metabolic toxin, the first and only cause of disease. So that's a pretty good summary. And you can click on these links and look at all of whale.to. It's really quite well. Really quite good, actually. Disease theory. It's a very old-fashioned HTML text site, no fancy graphics, and you'll find a wealth of information. And that, of course, is why I highlight it. And I don't know if it's changed. Maybe Jim West maintains it, actually. This might be Jim West. I guess it is Jim West's site. So it's really good. I highly recommend it. He boils it down. He's got David Crow as a poison researcher. Jim West, I guess that's him. Let's click on that. What's it say here? Jim West resurrected the real cause of polio. Poisons such as DDT and the main cause of most infectious scares. Interesting. Being toxic air. What's toxic air? Toxicology is avoided by the medical media like the plague. Without toxicology, the intellectual scientific intrigue of virology is a wasteland. Without toxicology, virology is a mere mind trap, a parasite, a mind virus. Well said. Well done. Yeah, this is interesting, actually, because one of the reasons we tend to get more ill in the winter is many people just live in a box. And, of course, in modern life, we just move from box to box. We go from the box we live in to the box with four wheels to another box where we work. We shop in boxes. So the air is really, since we're naturally supposed to be in the outside air where toxins can't concentrate in the same way, obviously, outside. That's how we can probably exhale our toxins and just be healthier in general. Toxic stagnant air from lack of parks and squares, crowded buildings, overcrowding, and poor sanitation was a major contribution towards smallpox in the 19th century. Now the air is filled with more and more car fumes. I tend to agree with that. The exhaust from cars is usually invisible, but that doesn't make it even less toxic than, say, diesel, where you can see the particulate. But now, of course, with modern diesel, you cannot. And I drive a diesel truck, and often the urea, DEF, fluid, incineration system, I have that smell stuck in my nose 24/7 now. It's the strangest smell. What it does is it burns the soot with urea, which is a salt-like catalyst, which I guess aids in the incineration process of the particulate. But man, I'm positive that that's toxic to me. But at least people can't see my exhaust anymore. But it causes all kinds of problems in the combustion system, and it costs me thousands of dollars extra just to keep it working. It's a very sensitive, sensor-laden system. Helped by the suppression of public transport. Okay, I see. He's big on public transport here, maybe. Pesticides, farmer sewage, fertilizing, incinerators, and so on. Also, we have the decades-long fallout from nuclear testing. See, I disagree with that. So he's wrong about that. He's calling that the main cause of lung cancer. I just think it's just toxic air. That's what lung cancer probably is. So he's not quite right on everything, but certainly something to look into there, guys. The whale.to site. Let me just see if there's anyone in the intake room tonight. Oh, yeah, I met up with Wayside on the internet. Wayside. He is a pretty cool dude. He was on the talk show way, way back in the day. And he's got a blog. Now, I don't know if I linked to it. Let's just see if it's stuck in my history so I can type it in here. Wayside blog. Now, I don't remember if I saved it. I can't remember the name of it right now. No, it's not. That's not Wayside. Anyway, Wayside, definitely call in if you want. I definitely want to talk to you. Apparently, he's in Michigan. Yeah, I can't remember the name of his blog right now. I can go take a look at my feeds. I don't know if it'll show up in my feeds here. I'm not sure. Wait, can I search my feeds here? Wayside. Yeah, that's not the name of his. That's not the name of his blog. I can't quite remember right now. Anyway, he's going to possibly come on in the future. Actually, I have a couple guests that I'm trying to get on the call. But I just haven't. I've been too lazy to contact them back because we had scheduling issues in the past. I just kind of lose momentum sometimes after that. Okay, here we go. Let's go back to blog, fakeologist.com/blog. Graphene is all the rage right now. I don't know if it's a real thing, if it's a real problem. I'm just going to reserve comment. I will link a little bit to some of the people I like No More News, No More Fake News, John Rappaport. But he goes into graphene. And the quote I liked out of this is, and this is what I've always suspected viruses are, they're a cover story for toxic chemical poisoning that may or may not be becoming more predominant. And he said here, meanwhile, we are suddenly living in a graphene world. The substance is everywhere. This reminds me of the massive introduction of GMO farming in the 1990s. The strategy is familiar in industry. You flood the market with a new miracle product. When doubters start reporting on serious health risks and damage from it, you claim they're crazy while preparing to combat lawsuits that will drag on for decades. So maybe graphene is now predominant in our society and our packaging, and maybe I'm not sure where else, but they keep claiming that it's been detected in these quaxines. So this is just not an area I want to really grab onto, because I don't know. I just don't know. So we're going to, it seemed like there are more than enough people that are really against the quaxine right now. So they're doing whatever they can to prove that it's full of toxins. Now, I don't know if they're controlled marketing, anti-marketing for the quaxines, which still is the same as positive marketing. I just don't know. So I'm going to say I don't know right now and reserve judgment. I'm not really linking to too many graphene articles, but I put it out there occasionally. Okay, here we go. Sovereigns are not citizens, and your black card. Okay, I just wanted to create a teaser article headline here. Highly recommend, as I have in the left for the last couple of years, the Infinite Plane Society. Tim Osman goes through his notes. He does a really, really good job. This is a really great podcast. I think I linked to it properly here. This looks like a bit of a jumble wumble here. But yeah, if you click on this post, and you can always click on the headline of these posts on my blog. Bring up the full post, and it also bring up comments. Now, there's no comments on this one. And don't forget, the comments are open on the blog, fakeologist.com. I would prefer if you register, that way I can send you an email when I have a show. Of course, there's other ways. You can just sign up to get the latest blog post on the side of the blog here. If you scroll down, 721 people follow my blog through email. And actually quite a few do the same with Save Chat. 528 get my emails when I post a Save Chat, which is interesting. So maybe they're the same people, maybe they're different. I don't know. I think Morab doesn't have anyone. Let's see, do I have subscribe? I probably didn't even put it on there. No, I didn't even put it on there. I guess I should. That is morab.fakeologist.com is my non-fakeologist blog. And I have a couple more, EGI and Flat Earth, but I don't really post there at the moment. So yeah, that's just another way. And yeah, IPS, so many interesting topics come up. Really, it's really worth a listen. Okay, here it is here.
So whatever we talk about. Okay, now this is...
By the way, Tim, if you're listening, your mic is always way too low compared to all your other audio sounds, so you really got to boost it up.
Since conspiracy theorists suspect every other U.S. government agency of some sinister role in the Kennedy assassination, it's no surprise they have found reasons to suspect NASA as well. Anthony Summers writes, before he left Riley Coffey Company...
Anyway, I think he's on every night, Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. Mountain Time. Couple hours a night. Just one of my favorite things to listen to. So definitely, I know I've turned a few people at Fakeologist onto his podcast. Definitely listen to the guy. It is well worth it. All the things we like to talk about, for the most part, I agree with him. And definitely worth a listen. So that's the IPS there. Sorry, moving along here. So that's Anthony Frotzi from FACO2. And, oh, Kevin J. Johnson, this is last night's show. Just, it's just crazy what he went through here. I'll just play a bit of that here. This is where he got out.
Today at 9:05.
Right about here.
That's how they treat people. Now, a lot of homeless guys were in there. They were just picked up off the streets.
Now, he definitely looks like he's been away losing weight for a long time, but... And he's not, like he said, he's sort of a disagreeable character. But the guy has it right in so many ways. And now he's describing what's going on in jail. Does any Canadian know what happens in a typical big city Canadian jail? Because Kevin was in it, and this in and of itself was really interesting, his description.
And thrown in, which leads me to believe that that prison is a for-profit prison. Why are you putting people in there that have nothing?
I can tell you one thing for sure, Kevin. Here on the streets, they aren't putting people in rehab.
No, they're not. They're putting them in jail.
Yeah, they're putting them in jail.
Oh, everyone's going to jail. There's no such thing as rehab in this place. It is a maximum security facility designed to destroy you psychologically and destroy you. Look at me. It destroyed me physically. It didn't get my mind. But look, you guys, this is the same shirt that I was wearing.
Look at this guy.
Look, there's look nothing. There's nothing left.
Let's go around. Whoa, where'd you go? I lost you.
So what I'm trying to say here is that physically they destroyed me, but mentally they destroy most of the guys in there. And when I was talking to some of the guards, who I wouldn't see them all the time. One of the guards, I only saw him this morning for the first time since I got in. Oh. He says, holy smoke, look how much weight you've lost. He says, everybody else gains weight here because of all the bread products that you get. I said, well, I can't eat that stuff, so I'm on 500 calories a day. That's what happens. And he was upset. Some of the guards were actually quite upset that I was there.
Did anybody die from the jab?
No, not that I know of, but I'll say this. Not on range number 10 where I was. On the other ones, I don't know. But I can say this. Everybody who got the jab on range number 10 got sick in some way. Some got diarrhea. Some had vomiting. Some they had no use of their arm for a couple of hours. A lot of the guys slept for a day or two. Everybody got sick who took it.
Wow, eh?
Everybody.
Well, you heard about Miss Klein there, eh? She was having strokes.
Natalie Klein had a stroke, yep. And I want to...
Anyway, well worth it. I do post some of my favorite videos of his on FakoTube. His social media guys have his stuff all over the place. You can find him on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, Telegram. He's everywhere. I just take the ones that I like the best and put them on FakoTube so you don't have to look for them. And one of the things about FakoTube as well, it's actually quite quick. I don't have buffering issues on FakoTube, and so therefore, when I put it on there, you might appreciate that. You might appreciate that aspect, so I hope you do. Let's go back. We got about 20 minutes left. I do about an hour at fakeologist.com/live, by the way. This is just sort of where I go over my favorite posts and try and communicate some websites to you guys. Yeah, that actually, one other thing to mention about the IPS show, he has a lot of good callers, really good callers, really interesting, and he had a sovereign guy call in who was just arguing with Lickety Split. He was quite interesting, so tune into that show and listen to some of the callers. Really, really good stuff. I created a new redirect today, fake11.com/Anna, as in anaphylaxis, A-N-A, Alpha November Alpha. Just a short link for you. And I have quite a few short links, like fake11.com/clips/discord/stream1/radio1/anna/clips/ill/sick, all kinds of them. And just to make it easier to remember certain web pages, I'm going to do a /nuclear. Because I bumped into a few people that have asked me about the nuclear hoax, and I realize I don't have a central place to look. But one of the ways you can easily see different areas of my blog is to select the category over here. So you can see how many posts on each category. Now I have a nuclear category. So I have 195 posts on nuclear. So that's one way just to find the nuclear posts. But it might be well worth your, if you want to review my site, this is a good way to do it. So many different categories. I'm usually pretty good about categorizing my posts. Lately, everything just goes under the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset. So that's sort of a lazy way. Obviously, 2,500 posts in the last year and a half. That's a lot. Even HRDPAR, hyper-realistic drill portrait is real. Doesn't have even close, 10%. So I really just leave this as the default because almost everything that I'm posting is based on the virus myth. So everything can somehow be traced back to the fakeologist, or sorry, the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset, which I named a year and a half ago. So I haven't done too much lately. Here's another WHO contradiction, where for now they're saying you should not mix vaccinations, even though our crime sinister said you should take whatever one you could get, even for the second dose. So one of the things about PSYOPs is they're always meant to create confusion. Their primary goal is to make everything possible and nothing knowable. So it's a disorientation exercise. And when you're disoriented, you just have nothing that you can trust. And it makes you completely vulnerable to whatever seems to be the most stable, the most comforting thing to believe. So it is the point of PSYOP. So we're in the biggest PSYOP in the history of the world. So that's why you're getting constant conflicting messages. Now, the WHO, their plausible deniability for creating different messages is they say their messages have to be able to fit every country in the world. But then they say, well, because every country is actually different, the message we put out might not apply to them. So if they say you shouldn't mix vaccines, but they might say, well, Canada is different, so they can mix vaccines. So that just creates, since we get all media from everywhere now, that just creates a level of complete confusion. So nobody has any idea which way is up, which way is down. Should they take the quacks, the first one? Should they mix it with the second? Even though we hear in certain countries that AstraZeneca causes blood clots, but then our country says they're fine. So how, you can't rationalize those two conflicts. Your brain just goes crazy. And your brain just says, I give up. Just do whatever you have to do. So that is the point of PSYOPs or disorientation. And that's what's happening with the WHO. So this story comes out from Reuters, the Rothschild News Network. And maybe the WHO didn't even say that. It says the chief scientist said that. But who knows if it's a real quote? There's just no way of knowing. They put out so many phony stories that it's just a mess. Okay, here's a link to Rebel News again. I like some of their stuff, even though they might be controlled. And this was actually a really good piece about how they have made traveling so full of friction that most people will just avoid it. And the way that the hellcrats are going to control society, the way they do it in a communitarian system, which they want to bring in, is they use this system of fines. Now, the fines have no basis in reality. It's just they just make them high enough, or they keep raising them until they see a high enough level of resistance to the behavior. So epidemiologists is another thing I've said. They're not real doctors. They are just experts in social manipulation of people. So they're behavioral scientists. They're trying to change behavior. And that should be more obvious to everyone around the world than anything else. This is not about keeping you from getting a contagious virus, which is not possible because viruses aren't contagious. It's just to change your behavior. So when you see them weighing in on drinking and smoking and going to church, they are just trying to change your behavior, all in the name of a virus. Now, even their own lies about viruses don't always line up, but it doesn't matter, especially if you are in a state of confusion, which you have been for a year and a half. They're just behavioral modification scientists. So they have a way that they want to see everyone be. They want to see everyone to be really docile, confused citizens. They don't want them drinking, smoking. They don't want them accessing healthcare. They are trying to go for every single thing that makes the world good and diverse in the sense that people are different individuals, and they want to make them all the same type of robot, slave class robot. And they want to change everyone's behavior to the way they think humans should behave. That is the goal of this. That's why it's going to take a long time. That's why they want to implement a digital system to control all these behaviors, whether it be through finances, social score, geofencing built into your slave tracking device, whether it be under your skin, around your ankle, whether it be in your hand, on your black monolith, your phone. That is the ultimate plan. So that's what these epidemiologists are. Study. They're just scientists of human behavior. They don't know anything about making you well or making you sick. They don't even try. They only are given the word doctor because anyone with a PhD is called a doctor. So they all have PhDs in public health, which is just behavior control, social behavior control. That's what it is. So as long as you understand that, then you'll understand that they have no right to tell you that a quaxine is good for you or someone else or anyone because they don't know you. They don't know your health. Only your doctor should be able to tell you. And if a doctor is being bribed and browbeaten and threatened, he's just going to tell you whatever is good for him, not good for you. But no one, there's just no blanket medicine available for everyone in the world. It just, your bodies are, even though we're similar, we're just not the same. We all have different issues. Probably half of them are brought on by childhood vaccinations. But there's just no way I'm going to take advice from a social behavior scientist or a politician on what to stick into my body. Even my own doctor, who I don't really like, he doesn't even know anything about me. He doesn't know what I do. He doesn't know what I eat. He barely knows my allergies. He doesn't know any of that. And he gives me literally 10 minutes. And if he's banging out patients back the old way they used to do it with a doctor visit, they definitely can't keep track of who's who. So he is going to just basically do what the book of drugs tells him to do and then make adjustments based on my reaction. But there is just no one type of drug fits all. One dose fits all. That is insane. Ridiculous. So that's why when a politician or the WHO or your local public health or anyone is telling you that get the vaccination, just take whatever flavor you want, don't worry about all these effects that you're hearing in the media, whether they're true or not, just go for it. Do what's good for the greater good. So basically, that was the latest, the WHO thing. So All right. So that's I really didn't post too much in the last few days, so I don't always need to do a show, but I just, in a sense, I want to just check in on the days I say I'm going to check in, just to remind people of the blog. Oh, yeah, I forgot about anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis. This was written. This guy won the Nobel Peace Prize in December 1913. And this is his speech, his acceptance speech, and it's by Claude Richet. And you should really read it. Basically, he describes what is phylaxis, what is anaphylaxis. And he's just explaining his experiments with dogs and how he discovered that when you inject a certain protein, there he is there, looks like a great guy. And so I created a short link to this. If you click fake11.com/ANA, it'll bring you to my forums. And then we have Claude Richet PDF. And then you can download it here. And actually, obviously, a few people have downloaded 29 times. I have a little counter on here. And there you go. So if you like it, you can give it a thumbs up. I think I did. Or maybe I didn't. So log in to, if you want to log in, you can go to send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. There you go. Thank you for the post. I like that right there. And if you want to start a topic, you can go get a login at Fakeologist Forums. And don't forget, if you want to join our Discord, fake11.com/Discord. Ooh, I see Wayside just slid in here. Let me tell him to go into the verify room. Just click. By the way, if you join, Discord is not intuitive. It's obviously not intuitive because so many people make two logins and it makes me crazy. You only make one login for all the Discord servers in the world once. Just once. That's all you do. And then you log in to the whatever server you want. And when you leave the server, you just hang up. You don't have to log out. Never log out. You can stay logged into your Discord forever. You should only create one login at all times. One login. So it seems like Wayside and Babette, they've created two logins. And we only verify one login per person. That way it's easier to keep track of who's who. Because you can take duplicate names, obviously, but it shows up as a different number. That's how it works. So if you join the Discord, only create one login, which is based on your email, and they'll send you a password. And then you can join an infinite number of Discords anywhere in the world. But when you... if you leave the server, you just use the same login to join back in. That's how you do it. I'll join the verify room. I'll sit here for a second here. That's what that beep you heard. And let's just take our chat right now. So if I hear another beep, that way I know he'll come in here. Okay, I got five people. I got three people watching on Fakeologist. And one on Twitch and one on Twitter. And let's just take a peek here. I got any emails. Oh, yeah, it's funny. Let's take a peek here. Let's take a look at my Twitter. I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I don't like Twitter in the sense that it's not my platform and I can be deplatformed. Okay, here. Oh, actually, what day is it today? Today's Tuesday. Oh, we've got... okay, here we go. We got Mark Friesen interviewing Chris Sky, who's everywhere. Or, sorry, he's on with Stu Peters. Let's just take a look.
Well, as you can see by looking at the screen, this is not our normal format. I'm joined by Chris Skye and, of course, Mark Friesen. There was some controversy surrounding a recent appearance when Chris Skye appeared on this platform giving an account of what happened at an event in Canada. Chris Skye has now been accused of cutting off children's choirs and hijacking an event. I did receive a message on Facebook at the Stu Peters Show business page or public page, whatever.
Oh, let me log in here so I can watch the comments. Rat.
Had you on as well, Mark, talking about this particular event. So with that being said, no official timer is happening here. Each one of you will have your allotted time. Please don't interrupt one another. And because Chris was already here to give his account, Mark, you have the beef with that. You have a counter narrative to what Chris said, so I'm going to give you the opportunity. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Stu, and really it is about the truth. And so when I watched the segment with Chris and yourself on July 2nd, there were red flags going off everywhere with what Chris's narrative that he had weaved. So my perspective is considerably different. Now, I'm the founder of the Forum for Canadian Sovereignty. I've been active for probably 18 years in this realm of globalism and opposing it. And so when lockdowns came, I organized the first Canada Day in this time that we find ourselves in. And that was last year, so a little over a year ago. And so there was a committee formed for this year. They asked me to be part of it, help promote it. So I gladly accepted and took on that responsibility. So within the committee, within the organization committee, there was never... Nobody had ever said that Chris Skye was going to be speaking. In fact, I was provided with a speakers list about 2 weeks before the event. And I looked at the list, and of course, Chris Skye's name wasn't on it. And so I...
Well, there you go. That's another worthwhile. So I'm going to post this on on Save Chat. And it should post up here. Let's take a quick peek here. I'll post that up so you have a link and you can look at it. There you go. Boom. So that'll be on Save Chat. And you can take a peek at that. Yeah, Chris Skye seems to be everywhere tonight. And obviously he's having a tough time with everybody. I don't know if this is deliberate, but definitely fireworks in Canada with regards to what's happening. So I'll post that on Save Chat. So there's two of them there. If you follow Save Chat, you can also... All these go automatically to my Twitter, and then they automatically go to my Telegram. And there you go. All right, it's about 9:30. Yeah, sometimes the shows are less interesting than others, I agree. But... again, if you're interested in keeping this show alive, fakeologist.com/donate. And if you want to subscribe, just send me an email, fakeologist.com/contact. Join the Discord at fake11.com/discord. And keep going down this road of tyranny. Oh, yeah, let me get back to Twitter just for one quick sec. Okay, one woman that is doing great work, another Canadian, she is actually, let me look her up, Christine Massey. She doesn't want to come on the radio, which is fine. She has submitted Freedom of Information requests all over the world, and now she's got about 80. Wow, she's got 80 of them returned, 80 responses from around the world, and not one of them has isolated the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So if you can't isolate it, then there's no way you can prove that it is causing COVID. And of course, they'll never be able to isolate it because you cannot isolate a virus, period. We don't even have a mechanism to do that. So she's just basically hammering away at the essence of this whole hoax. Anyway, apparently Proton Mail, and you can see here, is blocking her. It's blocking her ability to send an email. Here's the picture here. She's getting errors. So they have told her that she's an abusive customer. And that Proton Mail is supposed to be the gold standard of sending mail. Secure everything. There's no such thing as secure mail unless you use PGP keys, which they're always talking about banning. So that's end-to-end encryption. Now, I'm not sure if you're just sending it to a random person, which she does to get these FOIs through. I'm not quite sure how the keys work. Now, I know if I wanted to send an email encrypted to someone I knew, then I think I would pass the key on to them somehow. And then that would guarantee that our messages are end-to-end encrypted. Whereas if someone intercepted the email, they would just get a scrambled message unless they had the key to unlock it. But if you're sending it to a random person, I'm not quite sure how end-to-end encryption works. But that would be the best encryption as far as I know. And you may as well use your own server for that. So I basically told her for $6 a month or $60 or $70 a year, maybe less, you can get your own email server. So I was trying to help her there. And if you want to go to the services that I use, that I like, you go to the top of fakeologist.com and you click on about and things ab likes, that's me. And I will give you a list of all the services I use. Now the hosting site is Hosting Matters. They're fantastic. And I don't know why I clicked running here. But yeah, hostingmatters.com. If you go look at their site, for web hosting, for their lowest service, it's $6 a month. That's cheap. And you get 30 email addresses. So there you go. Then you create your own domain by registering a domain, and then you got your own server. What the hell? It's so easy. And you can use web email as well if you really like the Gmail format. Not quite as good as Gmail, but it's good enough. Yeah, then you can use your own client. So why are these people using these big companies, including Proton Mail, that's supposed to be the gold standard, and she's being blocked by Proton Mail? They're actually calling her they're calling her abusive. Wow. So obviously if someone doesn't like you, they just call up the president of Proton Mail and say, flag this account, don't let them send mail. And she's the most harmless person in the world. Polite emails, and she's just asking the question. Oh, here we go from Gmail now. Look at that. She's getting harassment from Gmail. Get off these guys. Come on. Come on, Christine. So I sent her a direct message. Look at that. There you go. So I would stay away from all the big guys. You know, there is still your own server. It's easy to set up. And then you own your own data. So there you go. Christine Massey, get your own email. And I will help you set it up. All right, so that said, it's been about an hour. It's July 13th, 2021. It's 9:34 in the p.m. OFC Dollar Vigilante has a new video. I will be listening to that. Boy, I got lots to listen to tonight. I've got savechat.fakeologist.com, a couple Chris Skies. Yeah, I'm going to be busy tonight, so I don't think I'm going to subject the audience here to listen to that. But at least you guys can now have some work to do, some homework to do. And I give you a few tech tips. I give you a few websites tonight. And by the way, I get lots of leads from you guys. So if you guys want to send me leads, just join my Telegram at fake11.com/telegram or join my TikTok, fake11.com/TikTok. My Discord, my email. I prefer email. It's my favorite. Ima@fakeologist.com. I get all emails at fakeologist.com, by the way. You could send it to anything at fakeologist.com. I get them all. So you don't really need to know the first part. I'm the only one that gets email at that domain. So if you want to send it PGP, I wouldn't mind testing PGP, by the way. I will set up PGP on my end. I have to look into that. No one's ever asked for it. So I really recommend in these days of censorship that you do get PGP going. But I will, if someone wants to try that out, then let me know. Okay, stupid's in the chat. Some of us like me don't like homework. It's easier for you just to tell me. Yeah, well, I want you to do your homework so you can tell me what you've figured out. And thank you, stupid. You're a good guy. I got to check and make sure you're checked in bounce, and I'll let you know how much that costs, by the way. But yeah, I appreciate all the people that supply information to me. Really do, because I can't. There's so much going on, I can't really keep track of it all. So any help you want to give me, yeah, send me tips. Even if I've got the tip before, I don't mind checking again. I don't mind if I get the same tip two or three times, that's fine. But yeah, definitely contact me with tips or just to say that you listen to the show, because I can't tell by the statistics who actually listens. And it's all by feedback and donations. That's how I know that I really have a few fans. So if you got any people you want me to interview, I'll do that too. But yeah, for sure, hit me up. Okay, I'll be back here tomorrow at 9 p.m. or sorry, 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow's Wednesday. And we'll see you back then. Take care, everyone. Good night.